I mean, and I just feel the need to summarize too, the idea that of Mark and I were just talking down here, when that word came forth, the tongue and interpretation, did you hear the rallying of the troops? That was a rallying of the troops. And there's always kind of, you know, before a big ball game, I was a cheerleader in school, and before a big ball game, we would have a pep rally, right? And it got us fired up. The team would get together, and the coach fired them up before they went in to the battle. Today, our Father has fired us up so that we can overcome. All these things that happen in 1 week's time in one congregation, that's absolutely a miracle, and it does build our faith, but it has a message. The message is, I am your shepherd, amen, and I am nudging you forward, and I will see to it. And that's what he wants us to know. But there's been this recurring theme. It started actually last night through a meme. Just know, if we don't know we're Israel because we are grafted into Yeshua, and when that seed is planted, you come forth as Israel. So it doesn't matter if you're ethnically or not ethnically Israel. If you are in the Messiah, Ephesians says you are Israel. You are of the commonwealth of Israel. Guess what Israel's job is? That's exactly right. And what's the light? And the Torah. Yeshua is the light, but we have to take the word to the nations. And so I'm developing something in a teaching, but I just want to pitch out because it fits right here. I've been pondering on the words when Yeshua's disciples said, how do we pray? Tell us how to pray. Because that's a common thing. When the rabbis had their disciples, their Talmudim, they did everything just like their rabbi did. So this was a common thing for these disciples of their new rabbi. They're not of Gamaliel anymore, or Hillel. They're of Yeshua. Well, how do we pray? And then he started giving them the outline of prayer. See, a lot of people pray that as a prayer. It's not a prayer. It's an outline of what to pray. You start with hallowing his name. And it says, you say, our Father, not my Father. So right off the bat, Yeshua's planting a seed of your one body. It's a community. It's not my Father, which is in heaven. It's our Father, which is in heaven. Your kingdom come, and that's where I want to get to. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Everything in that outline is plural. Never was it singular. It was plural to the community. But the way that his kingdom comes, and he said to pray that 2,000 years ago, he said to pray that. Your kingdom come, your will be done. So how does his kingdom come? On earth as it is in heaven. Every obedience that we live on this earth is his kingdom coming. It's his kingdom being demonstrated. And every compromise we make hinders that. So if we can't overcome saying no to this because of this, we're stopped until we repent and say, we are overcomers in this life. Because my master, my rabbi said, for us to ask for your kingdom to come and your will to be done. And all he's waiting for us to say is, yes, sir. All that you say, we will do. So he gives us the grace every day to take the stands we need to take. And it's not always popular. It's going to be very countercultural. Even sometimes in our Christian friends, it's countercultural because their eyes haven't been open. But we can't pretend like our eyes are closed to things. Our eyes have to be open. So do know this. Every time we obey the word, every time we take a stand, and it's not because we don't love such and such, it's because we love him more and we have to bring him honor. And so when every time we do, we can feel the joy that we have just demonstrated that we have allowed his kingdom to come. Because with or without us, it's coming. Here's the key. Do we want to be a part of it? Right? because we're not indispensable. It's coming. I want to be a part of it. So if we can kind of wrap our brain around the fact we've been called to overcome, he's equipped us, but when the test comes, hey, can you come do this? And it's something we're not supposed to be doing. I am so sorry. I can't join you this day, but I can come this day and stand your ground. If we don't stand our ground, we're not going to overcome in the greater Exodus. Amen.